Ryan Danzel on Battlefront, the newest state senator from the 7th Legislative District out of Ferry County. Well, let's talk Obamacare, the huge debacle of Obamacare. Now, I was told that some people, some Republicans, had to vote for it, so we had a seat at the table for negotiations. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been at the table. Why would you want to be at that table?
No, I wouldn't want to be at that table. I don't have any good explanation why anybody would vote that way. The only thing that I know is that I appreciated your stance and your position with that, and the use of the 10th Amendment and all your efforts there and the grassroots work that helped that went on there. But as a state, if you're not allowed to weigh in on whether you want to implement Obamacare or not, then in my mind, there's something like majorly wrong. I mean, that's the whole 10th Amendment, right? So I have a real problem with it. I think a single-payer program, and I think that we're going to, especially if certain people get elected to the White House in the next election, Mrs. Clinton, for example, we could see a single-payer program. That was pushed before. I think it'll be pushed again. And if you want... I live really close to the Canadian border, and I've used to spend a lot of time vacationing in British Columbia. I've got a lot of friends that are Canadians. They'll tell you that the demise of their system was when they had socialized medicine. Their taxes went up. It's hard to make a living and be able to pay your bills in Canada because they're taxed so much. So they really prefer the American system, and they come down to America for care. So, was there a problem with if the hospitals and charging and insurance company? I think there was. My wife gave birth to my firstborn child here 9 months ago, and for slipper socks in the hospital, it cost her $150. So, I think that there are some issues, but I don't think that we fixed them. we made the cost go up. People can't keep their own plans that they liked. Who knows if they'll be able to keep their doctors. I don't see where it helped anybody. And in Ferry County, where I'm a county commissioner, $60,000, and we didn't have anything in the pool to suggest that we should be paying more. It's just the mandate itself is costing folks more money. So I think it's a real loss. I think it's too bad that more people weren't on the 10th Amendment ride like you were, because that's what people needed to be doing.
$30 billion over 10 years to implement, according to the Washington Policy Center. There's just absolutely no way we can pay for that. I mean, that is if the website actually works finally, right?
Oh, that's great. What was it, the statistic where they had it was up for like a month and six people across America had enrolled?
Yeah.
But then on the others, then you'll have folks say, well, no, I think that public institutions are more efficient than private. And really, well, the six people that have enrolled in Obamacare in a month would speak otherwise, but...
It's absolutely unbelievable. Well, there's a story that you told about why you actually originally ran for office, and it's in regards to land use regulation. I'd like to talk about that a little bit and let the listeners know your story, because I love that story, why you got involved in politics.
Yeah, so I was awful. I actually didn't know any of my elected representatives or my county commissioners, and I was pretty upset, I guess, with the political system. I'd always been a conservative. My dad owns a construction company and a small portable sawmill, so we grew up working, and we raised some animals as well, but... grew up working, and anyway, long story short, my granddad passed away and left myself and my family a piece of property. It was triangular in shape, and the three boundaries were a state highway, a county road, and a 10-foot wide stream. Now, the stream was a stream that was fed by four mountain lakes and ran into the Sam Poyle River, which is a minor tributary to the Lake Roosevelt, and anyway... So I went to get a building permit so I could build a home and wanted to raise my family there. And there had been a structure there at one time before, but it had been knocked down. And anyway, I went in to try and get a building permit with my planning, and I was told no, and took it to the Planning Commission, was told no, because in that stream that was 10 feet wide, they said there was possible salmon habitat, even though they acknowledged that there was never a salmon that had been in that stream. So, yeah, that's a true story. So I said, this can't be real. I got to be able to, you know, appeal this in some way. They said, yeah, you can take it to your Board of County Commissioners. Took it to my Board of County Commissioners. There's three commissioners, and it was a 1-1 vote, and the chair said, well, we We've got to fight the Growth Management Hearings Board and FutureWise and a couple other environmental groups. So we're going to have to tell you no, sorry, better luck next time. And I was thinking, I don't have a dad. I mean, my granddad didn't leave me. I mean, any other pieces of land, this is like a family heirloom, in my opinion. That's what I wanted to. But anyway, the bottom line was that chairman of the Board of County Commissioners was actually the commissioner from my district. And so the kind of the sweet story was I took that piece of land and sold it at an incredible loss. Nobody wanted it because you couldn't build on it. And I used that seed money as money to beat the guy that told me no, the chairman of the county commissioners. And I didn't take any outside money. That's the only money I used to run that campaign. And the sweet thing is, the fellow that bought it, he was able to build. We sent a directive to the planning commission, the planning director, and said to issue a variance on any of the properties there in Ferry County, too. So
I think that's a terrific story and a terrific lesson to everybody listening out there. You can make a difference when you show up, and it's not necessarily money that wins elections. In fact, in this election, you were outspent 5-1.
It was ridiculous. I've never been a big believer in that anyway. In my campaign for county commissioner, I was outspent 10-1, and this I was outspent 5-1. I really believe that people want to see you and want to talk to you, and they're going to be for the people that are right on the issues. If you have a lot of money but you got the wrong ideas, okay, you had a lot of money and you didn't win. But if you got the right ideas, if you can go up to somebody and say, hey, I know you're feeling the pain. I've been there before. The reason that I want to go into Olympia and do something is because I've been against the state. I've had them tell me what I can do with my property, for crying out loud. I've been up against it with taxes, hurting my family business, to the point where it was not really too good there for a while. And it reminds me of an old Ronald Reagan saying. And it was when he got to Washington, one of the lobbyists came up to him and said, you know, President Reagan, I'd like to tell you that I'll be with you through thick. And he said, well, what about thin? And the guy said, welcome to Washington. Well, that's kind of how you feel sometimes, and I'm sure that's how you feel, too. That there's a lot of folks that are there when you're the golden child, but if you're not real well-liked, then all of a sudden, boom, people are going to peel away from you. I'm proud of you for standing up and fighting the fight on the freedom agenda and continuing to attract new members to that freedom team. I'd like to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely, and we look forward to having you as a part of it. On land use regulation, going back to this, you know, with the stream, you know, possible salmon habitat. Now they're doing 250-foot buffers, literally having farmers put fences up so that acres and acres of their land now is completely unusable. How do you think we should address this, and what will you do in the Senate to tackle that issue?
Well, there's two things. There's a piece of the way that the legislation reads now, it says the Department of Ecology, if in their opinion they believe that there is a potential to pollute, they can enforce these ridiculous requirements. So I think that it's a simple amendment. It can't say in their opinion. I think we've got to be science-based. Everybody likes science, except for when you actually have to use it. Then all of a sudden, it's you can't use science. Okay, the other part is in the Growth Management Act, in local planning, there's a in part of your critical areas ordinance and your comprehensive plan, we've got to continue to try and repeal the portion of agricultural, timber, and mineral lands of long-term commercial significance. And I don't think you have to repeal everything, but what you can repeal is the portion where the Growth Management Hearings Board is saying that you must place private property within those categories. Well, if it doesn't fit, if you don't have the right, again, scientific measurements that they require, but you're throwing that into a different classification anyway, how is that possible? And I'll ask you one other thing. You know, as far as a tax classification goes, if you put your land in ag land or in mineral or timber land and you're paying a reduced rate, when you sell that property, then you have to pay compensating taxes, right? So my question is, if you originally bought a piece of land that you wanted to potentially build on in the future, and then the Growth Management Hearings Board says that you can't do that, that it's got to be placed in some other kind of classification, is the state government going to pay you back taxes for what you paid too much on in all those years? Because I think that they ought to. If you're going to say to people that you've paid at a classification where you wanted to build a home and it's residential, for example, and then somebody comes and says you can't do that, I think you should get a back payment check for the reduced amount of having it in open space or timber or something. But this idea that you're going to be paying a tax at a certain level and then told, well, get the rug pulled from out from underneath you, in my mind, is lunacy. So I think people do need to stand up. They absolutely do.
I agree with you. I think chipping away like that, because the reality is in Washington, we're not going to get the Growth Management Act repealed anytime soon. So we got to chip away toward liberty. And I think that's a perfect way to do it, especially on the tax issue. And you put that agency in a box and you hear wailing and gnashing of teeth when they say, well, we can't refund that money.
Right.
It's not your money.
No. No.
It's people's money.
No.
So where can people go get more information, you know, especially social media about you, Brian, because, you know, we've built this enormous social media network, and I know you want to be a part of it as well, and the folks out there want to hear that. So where can they go?
Yeah, Brian Danzel on Facebook. Boy, you're going to catch me off guard here. I've got Brian Danzel for Washington State Senate Facebook page, and then that's linked in with my Tumblr site and some of my other, like LinkedIn to be honest with you, I have a gal that does that for me. I'm not a...
I'm the same way. I'm technology not savvy, but yeah. I actually have one program that I can post through. So, Brian Danzel for State Senate on Facebook. Check it out. Also, check out our Freedom Agenda page, and we'll put up the links there as well for Brian Danzel's social media stuff so you can all follow him, take a look at what he's doing in the Senate, because really there's not a lot of Liberty folks in the Senate. Val Stevens retired, so... Yeah. The numbers are dwindling there. So glad to have you over there in the Senate and look forward to working with you this next session.
Well, thank you, Matt, and I appreciate that. And I want to work with you and can't wait to get over there and roll the sleeves up.
Yeah, no kidding. So when are you actually heading over here?
Well, so I've got to go finalize a place that I'm bringing my wife and my 9-month-old son over with me. And so we're going to go get that finalized here shortly. But then it's going to be off and on through December. And then, of course, January the 6th is when we really start rocking and rolling.
Right on. Well, Mr. Danzel goes to Olympia.
That's a good one.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Thanks for joining me on Battlefront this morning, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
Well, if you didn't catch that, check out Brian Danzel's Facebook page. We're going to post the links on our Freedom Agenda Washington page. Check that page out. Make sure you like the page and join us. And that's what our clearinghouse is for information and issues that are going to be happening this next session. We're going to be talking about everything from drones to land use to taxes on there and what you can do to become involved. And we are making a difference over there, especially since we have killed gun control this year and we've killed the tax increase. That's a huge win for liberty. Well, remember to pray for a revival of repentance. That's the way we're going to turn this country around, by turning back to Jesus Christ and turning back to God. We still live in the greatest country in the world despite the internal evil we're facing. This is Matt Shea. Remember to do everything you can to defend freedom locally, and may God bless all of you. May He truly bless all of you, and may He make this generation the greatest one. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Matt Shea Republican.
American Christian Network affiliates are KSPO, Dishman, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, KTBI, Afraid of Moses Lake, Wenatchee, KGDN, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick,
plus KTAC, Afraid of Moses Lake, and KYAK, Yakima.
A lot of people want you to think that Christmas is about Santa, not Christ. So we thought we would tell you why the Christ in Christmas is better than Santa. They say Santa lives at the North Pole. Christ is everywhere. Santa travels by sleigh. Christ rides on the wind and walks on the water. Santa puts candy in your stockings. Christ supplies all your needs. All Santa can offer is ho ho ho. The Christ in Christmas offers love, health, and hope. So help us keep Christ in Christmas with the true message of Christmas. Please watch your mail for this year's 810 Family Christmas Club letter and return the form with your most generous Christmas gift. Or if you've not received our letter in the mail, simply send your check to the 810 Family Christmas Fund, Box 31000, Spokane, 99223. And have a merry and Christ-centered Christmas season.
AC and affiliates are KTBI and KTAC, Afraid of Moses Lake, Wenatchee, KYAK, Yakima, KGDN, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick, KSPO, Dishman, Spokane.
As you know, Annie at Taco Time in East Wenatchee has been a solid supporter of ACN almost from the very beginning. Her consistent advertising year after year has made possible the airing of many of your favorite ministry programs. Taco Time has done a great deal for all of us ACN listeners. Now, it's time for us to do something for Taco Time. 6 months has made it difficult for customers to get to the restaurant, and that's caused a major financial problem for Annie. She needs our help now that the construction is over. We need you to go to Taco Time in East Wenatchee today. And in